Hello, hello, ahoy! My name is Simona Binko and you've landed in the audio realm of the CCAIB, the Contemporary Czech Art in Berlin project. We invite various guests connected to the Czech-German art scene, because contemporary Czech art is not only about Eva Koťátková, Kateřina Šedá and Krištof Kintera. So without further ado, let's dive in. We are coming back with the CCAIB podcast after a longer break, but we took some time to rethink the whole CCAIB project and also to bring some new formats, for example, of studio visits. Also, the podcast is newer than before. We have a new sound design brought to you by Zuzana Markéta Mackova. So a big shout out. Thank you very much. We have also a new space for recordings. It's in the cellar of the Goethe Institute, and we decided also to bring the podcast just in English. I hope you will like it. And today I have guests related to the current exhibition, Hours Against the Clock. One of them is the curator of it, Svetlana Malinová. Welcome. And the second one is Maria Petrovic, who represents today the Quast Gallery here. I will briefly introduce both of them. Svetlana Malinová is a curator, cultural producer and dramaturg. She's based in Prague. And since 2022, she has been the artistic director of the Photograph Festival in Prague. This festival is one of the three projects of the Photograph organization. She runs also, together with Max Dvořák, the City Surfer office, which is a multifunctional art space in Prague's Žižkov district. And currently, she is a resident at the Pickle Bar Berlin, where she spent the last months. The second guest, Maria Petrovic, is an artist, researcher and curator based in Berlin. She is part of the curatorial team of Quast, Kunstverein Ost, in Berlin, which is focused on promoting contemporary art from Central and Eastern Europe. And she's also right now working on her PhD project at the HFBK in Hamburg. So welcome both. And maybe we can start with a short description what we can see in the space of Quast. So what can we see there so that the audience which didn't see the exhibition can also somehow experience it.
As you step into Quast Gallery, you are immediately drawn to the walls with a black and white photographic series Cyclone by Alena Kocmanová. Three diptychs are impossible to see simultaneously because of their placement in the space. Adjacent to the window gallery, a framed photograph of hands covered in crushed blueberries by Jan Durina commands attention. On the opposite wall, another two black and white photographs by Alena Kocmanová hang. The wall in front of you is dominated by Jan Durina's framed artwork featuring a real dagger piercing through a blurred image with the sentence, "I was going to be a great person," written on the left side of the frame, blurring the lines between reality and illusion. In front of the painting, a red and purple embroidered object by Jan Durina sways from the ceiling. In the back of the gallery, behind the curtain, lies a tiny room. When you enter the room, you find a TV featuring Milan Mazur's black and white video artwork, "What Kind of Song Has Managed to Dispel This Fog?"
Yeah, first of all, thank you for having me together with Maria. It's like a real pleasure for both of us. I'm the curator of the exhibition Hours Against the Clock in Quast Gallery. I'm started thinking about how can I maybe like present or like represent Czech and Slovak photography, like photography scene of Central Europe in let's say like a different country, like we are like neighbors, Czech Republic and Germany. But I think the thinking about the photography and maybe about the, like media, it's quite different, and also about like let's say about the photography. And yeah, for me, I was like really interested about this anniversary. It's like 20 years when Czech Republic joining the European Union for this year. And I'm thinking about like these 20 years. And then I'm met with Alena Kocmanová. She's one of the artists from the exhibition and from the, like, let's say, older generation, because Alena, she's already established Czech photographer, and I was really like into her work from like these years, 2004 and 2005. It's series, photography series, which is called Cyclone. And then I'm trying to maybe connect her work with someone from the youngest generation, also maybe from the youngest generation from Slovakia. And then I met with Milan Mazur, who is also part of the exhibition, and with Jan, both of them. They are a bit younger, and they are like trying to maybe focus also on identity topics, gender, sexuality topics. And in Milan's case, it's more about working with a film narrative, so which is I also really interested in.
And maybe a question to Maria, was it particular this topic that you decided to bring to Kvost? Because we had different propositions we discussed before. Mm-hmm. So what was the appeal of the collaboration with Svetlana and the Photograph Festival for you?
Because the Photograph Festival and you personally are really knowledgeable and very well connected, as it seemed to us, but I think it's also what we observed as well, into the Czech and Slovak art and photography scene. And for us, it's always interesting to collaborate with different institutions and collectives, because we only have so much of an overview. So Eastern and Central Europe is a very huge and diverse space, and it is often perceived in very beaten paths, so to say, in Germany or in Western Europe. And for us to not be doing that, it's always nice to work with people who are actually based in those countries, who are actually part of the art scenes. And yeah, Svetlana and Photograph Festival was exactly that. And also very interesting for us, because I think it's a very interesting way to see or to think about photography as a medium that is also connected, is not limited in a classic way that is also very technical, which is also very interesting, but particularly this border, this in-betweenness of photography or the photographic gaze, whatever it is, as connected to other mediums as well, and maybe a narrative tool or an analytic tool is... yeah, it has been a very interesting collaboration, and I think it's also a very interesting and great exhibition that grew out of it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Maria, you also mentioned that you try to work like with the Central Eastern European art scene. You also founded recently the platform New East. So it's not only about the gallery, but also, or the exhibition space, but also about the digital overview. Could you, in a few words, describe what is New East about?
So New East is a network, and it's in form of a website. And this website is has three layers, so to speak. First is a digital map, or First one is a map. Everything is digital. And on this map are different spaces. So it's artistic spaces, institutions, artist-run spaces, project spaces in Central Eastern Europe. And we try to establish connections to highlight the diversity of the region and also this very, just kind of to bring attention to the fact that there is so much there. And the other one, the other layer is, it's events and open calls, which are extremely important for us because it's a way to connect people who also work in the cultural sphere or as artists, as curators. And the third one is interviews. So we try to also bring more knowledge about the ways in which people from different countries work. And for us, it's very important to, like I said, to highlight this diversity and also to connect and offer a structure for people to connect also without Kvost, because the goal for us is for this platform to become independent from us and completely run and carried by the members of the network. And there's also, of course, a practical reason besides the interest why we started it. So there was a lot of conversations that we had throughout the years with different people who also work in institutions or project spaces in Eastern Europe in various countries. And many wished for more connection. So this is something that we perceived as a need. And why we started it is we had funding for it. Last year, it ended now, but we were able to fund it and provide the structure for it. So this is, but the goal is for it to become independent from Kvost sometime when we're able to let it be.
You launched and or presented this aim also through the Berlin Art Week. So maybe could you tell us how was this platform perceived by the Berlin art scene?
Very with a lot of interest, I think, also because I'm part of the artist bubble or the art bubble, I don't know what to call it. I think a lot of people are also very much interested in the open calls because there's not a lot of collections where you can have open calls, where you can sort them by region. For example, so a lot of people are interested in, for example, going to a residency program in Prague. And it's nice to have this feedback of people saying, wow, I only discovered that it exists through your website because I know the Instagram channel maybe, but I haven't heard of those other spaces. So.
I would like to come back for a second to the exhibition again and ask Svetlana. You spoke already about the shared history of Czech and Slovaks and about bringing Czech and Slovak artists together from two different generations. I would be interested in how and if do the artists themselves reflect this in their work. How do you perceive it and why was it important for you to bring these two generations together?
I think artists, like especially maybe Alena, she's trying to reflect it in this photography series Cyclone, because she worked on that during her residency in New York. And all these photos from the cyclone is about maybe finding the moments, which is moments of thinking about photography and media itself, and maybe also thinking about her position in such a Western city as New York is, and maybe finding maybe some really familiar places for her, which is really bad situation in New York trying to find it. But yeah, I was really like into this project and into her thinking about that. And I think Jan's position is a bit different because he lived for a long time in Berlin here. And also he moved a lot during his life. And his identity is, I think, a bit fluid. Also in the media, because he's also like a performer, musician, and etc. So, and I think also Milan's work is about trying about how to find our identity, maybe our identity in like a family history, and maybe in history of like two different nationality, as like a Slovak and a Czech is. Yeah.
You also, during the residency at a pickle bar, you had one event where you were introducing new publication of Jan Durena within the program. Could you tell us about it more? And also, maybe in Jan's case, you mentioned the political situation in Slovakia. If you could tell more about it, what's going on, and why it is so important also to bring these positions to Berlin.
Yeah, well, the event in a pickle bar, it was like my final event of 2 months residency in a pickle bar in Slavs and Tatars gallery. But yeah, I invited Jan because I think we are like highly related and somehow also in our personalities and maybe in topics we are like interested. And yeah, the event was a launch of the Jan's new book, Jan's new monograph. And the monograph was published by Mut Benešov. It's a museum of art and design in Benešov. And last year, in 2023, Jan had like a really like large, extensive solo exhibition there. It was for me like such an interesting exhibition. And yeah, I think that's maybe something which is also related for your last question, because I think a lot of people from Slovakia, a lot of people from Bratislava moved to Prague, because it's maybe Prague is quite open for them, more like than Bratislava and like other cities in Slovakia. And also Jan used to live in Berlin for 6 years, because there is maybe some feeling of society which is more open, maybe not such a strict, not such a Catholic, because Slovakia is like a really strict Christian region. And yeah, there's also one of part of Jan's work or like artistic practice, thinking about his queer identity, his identity itself. He was born in Slovakia, so yeah, it's something which is like highly connected with the country. And yeah, but now he's based in Prague, but yeah.
And at the end, we would like also to bring to the podcast some tips and tricks. So, Maria, you already mentioned that you and the New East platform are also bringing a list of residencies and so on. So maybe could you describe where can Central European people apply for residencies, grants, scholarships, where to find it?
Yeah, we currently have an open call ourselves at Kvost for the Kvost scholarship. So maybe this would be the first address I have to tell. And it's something that we do every year. So every year we have a scholarship. And every year we have an open call for the residency at Kvost for 6 weeks. And the person who gets it gets to use Kvost, the space, as a studio for 6 weeks, and then has a solo exhibition, and it's also connected to a prize of 10,000 euros that is presented by a foundation. And so it is great. I think it's a nice
opportunity.
Thank you.
What a such a nice opportunity.
Yeah.
Go for that. Apply.
The deadline is the 3rd of April.
So there is still time if you hear this podcast. So you can still apply. And also, Svetlana, you are currently at a residency at Slavs and Tatars, or at a pickle bar. Could you briefly tell us how does it work, how to apply, and how do you benefit from it?
For me, it was such a nice experience because the residency is not such as for artists. I think it's more for curators or researchers from the Eastern Europe, Central Europe, and Central Asia. And I think one of the most interesting things is that you spend 2 or 3 days in Slavs and Tatars' office in a studio, and you are together with them in a process of working and making the new art piece of Slavs and Tatars, which is highly interesting for me, especially. And yeah, the whole residency is located in a Moabit, but sometimes it's a bit, let's say, tricky because it's residency from the gallery, from the pickle bar. Sometimes somebody asks me, you are at the residency at Slavs and Tatars, but I'm at the residency at pickle bar.
So thank you so much for the interview. You can still see the exhibition Hours Against the Clock at Kvost in the Leipziger Straße until 13th of April. It is a collaboration of Kvost, the Czech Center, the Photograph Festival, and the Slovak Institute in Berlin. And I would also like to invite you to the new format of CCAIP, which are going to be studio visits, and we are planning the first one on 18th of March with Berlin-based artist Anna Kubelík, who has Czech origins. So this is it for today. Thank you all for listening. If you are interested in learning more about contemporary Czech art in the German context, subscribe to our newsletter. This podcast is produced by the Czech Center in Berlin. Sound design is made by Zuzana Markéta Macková. Visuals has been done by Barbora Demovičová, and I, Simona Binko, am the host of this show. I wish you all a pleasant day, and let's stay in touch through the CCAIB community.